guys, and I was back in Riverside, California, with all these people here, sweating in the basement, and some people don't even look at me. Some people are too afraid of my color. You're beautiful. Some people are afraid because I look Muslim. That's your assumption. Don't salam alaikum and call me he when I'm girl today. I'm in a place where acceptance is everything in this place. I am you and you are me. Right? And we are here as one. I landed here in Riverside, California 10 years ago. And Rupo has fucking opened me up in tremendous ways.
Yeah.
Rupo has been here for over 20 years in downtown Riverside. And it's you that make it happen. The performances that go in. The theatrical performances. What the fuck was he doing there? Just take it. I was getting ready to come out to Riverside Underground Poetry Organization, right? Rupo, that's what that stands for. And I appreciate everyone fucking sweating with me, getting hot and bothered because this person over here read a poem about something that I didn't agree with. Don't come here with your negativity. You're coming here with an open mind. We're here to go ahead and be wowed by the next performer. You never know what's going to come up and do something here. Rules are no full frontal nudity, no simulated masturbation with fruit or vegetables, and no raw meat. Anything else goes, so it's uncensored. So you never know what the fuck is going to go on. So Riverside, California has produced a lot of fucking beautiful talent here, right? And then you guys go on and to do America's Got Talent, or The Voice, or what's the other one? American Idol, thank you. Yeah. Daniel Rosas, fuck. Daniel Rosas. We have a lot of people. So, this place has gotten to the point where we see people grow. And in this community, I fell for this little whale out in the ocean. And she blossomed into something spectacular. And I love watching people grow and being part of this organization for 10 years. Trust me. I see a lot of people grow, but you're fucking special. You're magic. You are holy goddess. So I had to go and give you a little goodbye, farewell, little present. And, you know, that's why I couldn't get ready. So I had to get ready in front of all of you guys. And that's the real me, you know? And we pour ourselves in through this microphone and onto the stage every fucking Monday. And it's beautiful to see people fucking grow. And I am honored to have seen you blossom into the beautiful, magical person that you have become. And I wish you well on your journey in life. She said, I'll be back. Yeah, we don't know when you're going to be back, you know, but right now, we have you for tonight, right? We have a full fucking list, and you guys don't understand, and you come and bitch at me later on, that makes me fucking look at you and go, why the fuck am I even going to put you on, motherfucker? Calm the fuck down, because there's days when this goddess over here, or that goddess right over there, or that goddess over there, or this fucking big dick over here hasn't, you don't go on all the time. But that's the beauty of it. You're here to to sweat with us. You're here to witness us grow into the fucking beautiful beings that we are. Right? So when you're here, you're going to participate. And that's why I give you shit all every week, because I see you guys sitting there cross-armed and not participating and giving the performer the well-deserved fucking attention that they need. Follow them on Instagram. Follow them. Help them, you know. Every week I put stuff up right here. Micah's gone up from, what, doing little zines. Doing little zines. I have these little zines up there on the table for you. But you guys don't ever pay attention to what's there. She made a little booklet. Right? She made how many books are you on now? 2 books? 3 books? 4 books? 2 books? 5. You blossom. Hey, are you going to open up the evening for us tonight? I need you to... Did you get a picture of it? Before you cut into it? Huh? We're going to fucking raise the roof, ladies and gentlemen. We're floating in space today. Did you notice? All for you. We're going to raise the roof. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen! You don't fucking clap and fucking... You say good evening in return. Raise the motherfucking roof. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen! Make some noise for Micah!
Yeah, this is weird. I have no idea what the fuck to do tonight, because, like, how do you pick a last set? Like, that's, I don't know. So I have a bunch of very strange things, and it's kind of intense sometimes, so, you know, just roll with it. This poem is something that I've been writing for a few years, and I'm more of, like, an assembler, and, yeah, this poem, so, like, when I sit at Rupo, I have, like, my notebook out, and, like, anytime somebody says something really cool, like, I write it down. And, like, throughout the years, I've kind of lost track of, like, who said what, so I'm sorry, but props if you have a line in this. But basically, this poem is made up of lines from all of you. So, the title, so it's kind of like an archive of Rupo, or, like, my time at Rupo. And the title of this poem is Jeremiah's Witnesses / Let's Go Do Some Shrooms. And I just, like, the background of that is that a comedian literally said those two lines right next to each other, and I was like, how could that be anything but magical? So I had to write it down. So this is Jeremiah's Witnesses / Let's Go Do Some Shrooms. This is a soul offering. Let me love you the way I know how. I will never render myself enough to act on my shyness. I didn't go to the moon. I went much further and asked, hello, are you my inspiration? And she answered, be careful, because even the moon gets lit and there is black magic out there, and when they say thank you, run. They know us, know they, know us, know they, know us, know they. Know us, they know us, they know us. We are the witches you couldn't burn. We are healing slowly over time. We are learning that it is better to fall into the eclipse than stay away. Even if sometimes I feel like I am not flying, but I'm falling with style. 4 cycles of renewal are not my concern. There's only one sun, and God was the first cop. But I meditate when it gets dark, and I release those things that do not give me fruit. Take time to lay out in fields. I am my own favorite poet. I'm too big for this room. Please ignore my cry for help. Isn't it love how they move in and out of love with you as the victim? Please ignore my cry for help. Love is way too far out to be understood, but most believe the morning is magical. Stretched through celestial partitions, I am my own favorite poet. I'm too big for this room, and only poets know what poets know. That's why you should recite a passage the pastor would preach, and let the church say, and let the church say, don't babysit, fucker, just hit it and pass. And let the church say, amen. Yes, so thank you for that poem. That, like, maybe one of those is my line, but, like, the rest of it was y'all. So thank you, thank you, thank you. If it's cool, I want to, like, totally shift the vibe. I've been coming here for a few years, and, like, this is actually something I've never been able to write about. So I've been, like, thinking a lot about how, like, this stage is a place where we can, like, empty our energy into it and then be healed of it. And, like, performance for me, at least, is, like, that process of, like, getting things out. And so, like, this is really more for me than for anything else. But, yeah, this is something that I have actually never talked about publicly. But, like, I am a survivor of sexual assault, domestic violence, and attempted murder. And this is, like, a poem to that, like, version of myself, like, me sending love to that baby that went through that. So this is called I, or it's called Roman numeral one, depending on how you look at it. They didn't like timid girl, told her never to grow beyond the branches, even if the vineyard was full. The grapes hang heavy on the vine, cringing at the thought of becoming wine, never knowing in their releasing the sweetening of sour patches becomes so much easier to swallow. And in swaddled insecurities, they hung her on clothesline to dry up in the sun, but they didn't know her magic could never evaporate from her soul fully. So she learned to scale fences and run for her life, perfecting her timing, skillfully blossomed diamond, becoming strong enough to fight, hands off her throat, hands off. She so learned to save her own life, to become her own messiah, to transform into holy deity with every single sunrise, and peacock outwards, and speak with her own authority, and rewrite the narrative, and reclaim the statistic to translate nouns like victim into survivor. That's why she smiles so fully now. Now that the past is no longer repeating broken record memory, or getting stuck inside her body, or cutting the tether altogether, now she creates her own story. Upon kissed palms and knee-bent prayers and poetic utterances, most days speaking in tongues or subverting fear while wielding lightning weapon upon sacred ground. Now she weaves a future once beyond imagining by storm-clouded perspective. She carefully threads and intricately blends colorful words and flowery thoughts inside of eardrums beating to vocal cord vibrations, a chorus of heavenly. She can never be kept colder than the moon, or left to silence or withering flower stalk. She, resurrected from ash, once too densely packed sediment that nothing could flow so easily, now flows easily, open stream, tumbling pebble, refining into truth, and now she celebrates such broken, now finally healed. Okay, thank you for hearing that. Like, that was kind of something I just needed to get out of my body, and I waited till, like, the last room to fucking do that shit, but, you know, like, better late than never. Okay, so this last poem, I kind of did something really terrible to myself, and I didn't really, like, think about it until later, but I couldn't decide which poem to read, and so I wrote a poem that's, like, a mashup of a bunch of other poems that I've read here before, but, like, I didn't realize how hard that would be to memorize something like that, you know, because, like, your brain is already on, like, autopilot with one poem, and, like, I don't know if you guys have that problem, but I'm going to try this and then use this device if I need help. So this is called, And Then I Find Myself on Open Ocean, Ready to Touch New Shore. And I just want you guys to know, like, there is something in my soul pulling me to Japan, and I don't know what it is yet until I get there, but, like, that's something I have to listen to, and yeah, so this poem is kind of like about that feeling. If I could get around it, I would have already died trying to escape. Resting in tectonic plates, I am that sleeping earthquake ready to break apart the dirt. The tugging in my soul, pulling me across Pacific waters, reversing ancestral crossings. What else could I do but listen to the listening of listeners being reborn again and again, manifestation across the ocean, across the vortex that used to keep me so quiet. Let me now ask too many questions, like, what is a year? Like, what is a lifetime? Like, what is a desert if not an ocean of sky and sand stretching their belly buttons towards each other, showing so much skin, painting ribbons in the sky to explain all the metaphors I wrap myself in, repeating that if I keep reaching, if I still keep believing in ghosts, then maybe they will continue to haunt me, all these words that haunt me through whatever, whatever, whatever may come, whatever may fall from treetops, fruit sweeter than ever tasted, ever sipped, ever rolled around my tongue on waves of coming up and down. I bow to these, turned Uber driver, dancing lessons with universe. I bow, I bow, I bow to you, to sun and earth and moon, to the most unholy of hallelujahs, amen, on honey-kissed tongue, prying open pearly gates. Never listening to your hate. I don't care if you fuck with me. I'm too busy. I'm too busy breathing. I'm no longer bombed down to atomic ground. I've given up smoldering religions, silver coins, stolen sheep, once lost, then found. I now know which direction to blow. This long-winded poet stuck in falling verse, riding tsunami waves, catching my breath before the next one hits. These tremors that continue to wake me from sleeping, but without all these tremors, it is true, I would not be earthquake. I would not be lightning. I would not be Riverside. That thing that I am, that thing that I will always be inside my mouth of black sidewalk gum, or dripping from my nose of train track hum, legs apart, face between knees, faded. That bitch with the giant pupils, pray to her instead of God. Pray to her as if God lost his own religion upon mere sight of her and capsized boats to feed her oceans, left us to worship the moon instead. So believe me when I say that everything I say is holy. Everything I say is holy. Everything I say is scripture on false prophet tongue coming undone, baptized, born again from between her legs, mumbling all my salvations at once. I am a new creation. I am a new creation. And I will take you with me everywhere, everywhere, coming into alignment, rising and falling, forgetting, recalling. It's all that I've held resurfaces. And I go, go, go plunging onward, crazier than I ever have been, but able to see the purpose at the center of everything, where there are spirals, at the center of cyclones, letting go to, give in to, the wind to, go flying and falling, I am listening, asking each day to unfold me. Thank you.
That was wifey there. That was Micah. You make it to wifey status when I really like you, right? I'll probably be finger banging you one day. Don't you worry. Don't you worry. We're going to get really nasty down here. We get nasty. It's all about sex,
how
right?
How nasty?
How nasty?
How nasty?
Do you have a Twix with you?
I don't.
Monday Night Rufo brought to you by Twix. I like to stick a Twix in someone's ass and eat it out. That's what I'm all about.
Woo!
Right?
Extra chocolate.
No, it's got to be a clean asshole. No. Hey, do we want some, oh, okay, you're a little busy. Anna, are you ready to come up and do your thing?
Yes.
This one here, she started coming here when she was 14 years old, ladies and gentlemen. And she's grown up. We're watching her blossom as well. Make some noise for Anna, ladies and gentlemen. Raise the fucking roof, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, so before I start, Micah, there's a lot of things I want to tell you, but I'm just gonna freestyle it right now. I want to thank you for coming and inspiring. Like every time you read, I'm like inspired. Like some part of me is like stirred. Like, hey, wake up, I don't know, your poems just always inspire me to do something. I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm ready. I feel like I'm going on a journey for a bit. Like, it's so dope. Thank you so much. And you're amazing. You've inspired me so much. Thank you.
Okay.
I'm just gonna do one poem. Vintage lamp. Yeah. I can find it. Poor notebook. Vintage lamp. It was his idea to buy the lamp. I never wanted the stupid thing. It was old and expensive, not to mention ugly. He called it vintage. His reasons were lame, but his eyes were convincing. His eyes are the reason the lamp is still in the middle of my living room. Over time, the dumb thing grew on me. The lamp, I mean. In fact, I loved it, because he loved it, and I loved him. I began to like the way it looked in the middle of our living room. I liked the way it lit up his face while he talked about things that I didn't really care about. I began to like the way it created a shadow for me to watch as he walked away from me. I remember the look on his lit face as he half-heartedly told me he loved me for the last time. Now, 3 years later, every time I look at it, it feels like pressing down on a bruise, and it burns my eyes because when he left, he took the lampshade. Thank you.
That was Anna, ladies and gentlemen. So, that half-assed job that you guys did for that last performer, you're not going to do that again, alright? All of you motherfuckers are going to raise the fucking roof for our next performance.
Yeah.
Alright.
Yeah.
You're fucking cute. I could do you sometime too. I like your curls.
Where's the rope?
I got the rope. This is going to be your first time coming up and performing with us, right? But your second time, right? But as one, you guys are CP and the what?
Porta potties.
CP and the porta potties. Are you guys ready for some CP and the porta potties? That was a weak welcome to CP Porta Potties, wasn't it? Make some noise for CP and the Porta Potties, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Thank you.
like over here somewhere.
Yeah. Hello, check. Check 1, 2.
Hello. Whoa, hello, mic check. 1, 2, 3, 4. How's everybody doing tonight? Yeah. How's it going tonight, guys? You good? I'm Cody Yellow. This is Lil Cubris.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we're CP and the Porta Potties. We got 2 songs for you tonight. We're a hip hop group. This first song is called Bangers.
Bangers.
Oh, we make our bangers.
We built them all, we have shot. And rather whenever we not, a mama to us we got. They got we're no wedding. We are not that street. We are. Yeah, we hot side and like to go. This amazing duo. Dude, he's here. We can do good people up. Let's do it.
Cody Heller, Little Cube. Gucci Pops, got my Gucci Pops. Gucci Pops, got my Gucci Pops. Gucci Pops, I know you try to stop. Oh, pull up shirt, fuck your bitch, now all day long. Old bikini dress like she
So next time you come up and then I don't put you on, don't take it personally, all right?
All right. No! Fuck yeah!
Yeah. Who needs shrooms? What? What? I need shrooms. What? What? You signed up, didn't you? What is your name? And it's your first time with us, right? All right. Are you guys all calmed down? Calmed down, yeah? You ready? You ready? You can put that down right over here, Mama. You don't have to. It's alright. It's alright. We'll figure it out. Hey. It's kinda cute, huh? Perfect. There's some free condoms over here. Brought to you by the state of California. Thank you kindly. Alright. Hey, do you guys want a first timer? Aga, are you ready to come up and do your thing, sir? Make some noise for Aga, ladies and gentlemen.
Peripheral vision becomes blurry, and I'm engulfed in a shapeless cavern, and keep falling, until the light at the top becomes too dim to see, and keep falling, until I no longer know where I am, and keep falling, until I no longer know where I'm going, and keep falling, until I find myself in my bed. I play the strokes and I go to sleep.
Ladies and gentlemen. All right. What is your name?
Calgary.
And you're doing music for us this evening?
Yeah.
And it's your first time?
I've been here, but I've been for like 8 months.
Make some noise for Garrett Kelder, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi guys, my name is Garrett Kelder. I produce my own genre of music that I invented called Psy-Pop. And I do hip-hop too, but I'm going to show you guys some Psy-Pop tonight. Tomorrow, the day after that.
your mouth up on the floor. Every time you put yourself inside the mirror, cause I get
Raps album coming out September 1st called Ashton. So I'm gonna hand you guys out flyers. Hopefully you guys can Google me.
Garrett, G-E-R-R-I-T-T.
No, double R.
Double R.
Double O. You never know. And people think it's a little easy to come up here and do your performance, right? But when you're up there, you're fucking shaking and you're, right? You're shaking. Alright. Miss Cynthia, are you ready to come up and do your thing?
Yeah?
Oh, she's a little busy right now. Why are you always busy, girl? Yeah, you ready? Make some noise for Cynthia Young, ladies and gentlemen!
Down here, you were already here, and you were doing good things back then, and I love the growth that you've shown over these last years, and I just love it that you're going off on a new journey. You're not afraid, walk to the wall, baby girl. And I love that poem, that one that had everybody lying in it. The first poem I'm going to read to you guys tonight is from my book, Synthology, A Collection of Rhymes, Book 3. This one is titled Motion. Let's see if we can get some of that going. I love the way he pulled me into his arms and our bodies melded together in motion. We were hot like a 5-alarm fire. I immediately felt his desire. Strong arms wrapped around me in bed. He kissed me from my toes to my head, all the while speaking softly in my ear. Sexy is what he brought. I never thought I'd get sizzled like this. This man brought loving me to another level. Baby, I am in heaven. His motion rocked its way between my thighs, opened my eyes to things I never knew, and spread eagle was the absolute best view. He moved deep, then deeper, and touched my low and high spots. I couldn't recover from being hot. He took me from the back when I touched my toes.
I reach my climax over and over again. I never had this many with other men. It's all in his motions, all in his strokes, his drive, his velvet touch, and the extra long thrust. Sticky with the smells of hot, sweaty sex. I couldn't wait for him to show me, do me, use me, and tool me. I whispered, baby, I'm ready for all your sex. What's next? And this next one is titled Linger. Now you got the motion going, so here's what you do next. I am mesmerized by your beautiful brown eyes, and I am engulfed in the depth of your love that I see in them, and I can't look away. So I linger there every day. As I kissed your soft, full lips, your mouth parts and my lips cling to yours just a bit longer, and I linger. Your body has all the right curves, and I swoon at the thought of touching you. My hands enjoy the ride down your spine, across your butt, and inside your thighs. Sweeping you into my arms and holding you, I don't want to let you go. We make love for hours, and I know while I'm inside you, I will linger. Your magnetic pull is undeniable, irresistible, and I just want to be where you are, loving you with all my might, long into the night. When I run my fingers through your hair, relax, close your eyes, and I will rock you gently to sleep and place warm kisses upon your cheek. While I watch you sleeping in my arms, I will count my blessings, for you are everything I want, and you will always linger in my heart. And this is a new one that's not in the book. It's titled Curious. And this is for Brian and Nick, who are working hard, trying to save their money and get that long paper. We shared a cubicle at work and talked about everything under the sun. And I came to know more about her than anyone. Day after day, she spoke of her true love and how she adored the ground he walked on. She left no detail unturned. And I thought, damn, she talked so much, one day she's going to get burned. And that will be a hard lesson for her to learn. I met her very special guy. She didn't see it when he gave me the side eye and slipped me his number. I was surprised at his bold move, but I couldn't help but check it out to see just what this guy was really all about. Shit. Her description of him was no lie. This guy had it going on, and my horny ass wasn't about to pass him up and go home. I knew I was in trouble when he dropped to his knees and gave me a tongue twister that gave me brain freeze. I was mesmerized to the point of feeling like I was swimming under the sea. That anaconda slithered out of his pants and crept down his thigh with a gleam in that one slit eye. That thing had a mind of its own and did an exotic dance with me. It devoured me in every way. He tore it up, straight beat it up, and believe me, I was ready to play. There's no doubt I'll be walking sideways for a few days. Yeah, we did the damn thing, and I have no guilt feelings. She should have kept her mouth shut about what he was working with, and I guarantee you, I would not have had a reason to be curious. The last one I have for you this evening by request is titled Two Kinds of Love. Let me love you the way I know how. I promise I will give you, I will use all my experience to make you say wow. I'll begin with just the right kiss that's not too wet to start a slow burn inside. So baby, relax. Close your eyes because I am definitely going to increase your size.
Ooh.
Another kiss, more urgent this time. Now I can feel you really unwind. I know what makes you tick. I'm going to lick, 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 like it's a popsicle on a stick. I know you'll love my butterfly flick. Top to bottom, nothing will be missed. I aim to please and give you pure bliss. I know when to tighten it, slow it down, stop it, or move it around. Your climax will be off the hook. See, here it comes. I know that look. Keeps it coming. I'm prepared to do more. Pull my hair, smack my ass. All that does is make me better at my task. I control the flow. I can make it fast or slow, and that will drive you wild. You better know you are not playing with a child.
Woo!
When you're inside me, I won't flinch. There's nothing you can do to make me wince. I know all the tricks from both sides of the fence. How, you ask, did I get all of my experience? I'm a pretty woman that used to have a dick. The Love is inspired by a beautiful transgender woman by the name of Carmen Carrera. Thank you, Carmen. And tonight will also be my last night for a while. Like Micah, I'm going off on an adventure. I'm going to Detroit. So, I'll see you in a couple months. I have books and CDs with me. If you like poems, check me out. Thank you.
That was Cynthia Young, ladies and gentlemen. I thought you were coming next Monday as well. And that's why I was like, you're coming in on Monday and then you're flying out on Tuesday morning? Yeah, that's bold. Damn. Oh. Alright. Okay. Hey, Fabian, where are you? It's your first time? Make some noise for Fabian, ladies and gentlemen! Hello?
Hello! I love Fabian!
So as Mario said, it is my first time.
Thank
you so much. I haven't been writing poetry for a long time. And I just came back from a study abroad and for a full year, and I wanted to present myself more in this experience in poetry. I've seen a lot of like videos, but let's just go on with it. So it's called Intersectional by Sight. In no order, I'm Filipino, Middle Eastern, Indian, Chinese from the back, French from my name, etc. Different ethnicities, ambiguous in sight, changed by the other, to help their mental scheme of the world. Culturally diffused out of my heritage by the other, parents and the like. Soy Mexicano, raised by parents not born in the States. I'm Mexican, who likes to play games with my ambiguous genetics, a game to see how far my phenotype can blend with others, how perception affects our judgment every day. Somos humanos todos. Eso es lo más importante, says the colorblind. And to be proud of your colorblindness is an ignorant insult to the people of color who have tried making a difference to this landscape we're living in. Soy mexicano que tenía y puedo tener temptations to end the life you, my parents, gave me here. Land ho, stigma ahead. I must be strong enough to conquer my feelings because they are weak and useless to men and man alike. But it's not your fault, Mom and Dad. It never once was. Living in a machista culture, strong, fearless, as a man of the house, Pat, you tell me sadness does not exist? This is all you need, will and strength. That's all you need, agarrar los sueños con las manos, fuerte sin miedo. But it's not your fault. No es tu culpa to grow in a culture, a crecer una cultura, accustomed to being acostumbrado a ser a macho man, un hombre macho. A man who can't sew when sewing is practical. A man who can't cry joys of happiness because men don't cry when they're happy. Mom, you gave me love and support when Dad would yell his machisto scream held in the background by the fetters of the machisto conscious. You try to reason the demon out. Reasoning goes so far when screaming is all you hear. Dad doesn't always scream. Dad doesn't always support. When what Dad does is buy us food when we're hungry because we ate 2 hours ago. What Dad does is make sure we are alive, loved, and supported like Mom does. Which is why it's not your fault when culture makes us do things our will, things to do. A Mexican can't have suicidal thoughts. This sadness does not exist in the culture. Well, it's real and tough. Como un hombre. In high school, I fall for math because it's a puzzle, tantalizing the mind, but I fall for math because my tools lose grip as I fight other puzzles. I cried in calculus, bloodshot eyes, facing my white teacher. He said, finish your test. I fall for English teachers because I can relate on a meta level, but I fall for English teachers because I can't write the way you want me to write. When I found a Latina teacher I wanted to befriend, you left. Because I was not a woman who can't write. Soy un hombre who had issues at an important time now transit to today. Soy mexicano, homosexual, un hombre batallando. Mom and Dad, I love you. But when I came out 5 years ago, it left a scar. A scar I go back to remind me to stand up like a man. The way you taught me to fight for my future y a poner los pilas. I just need batteries, right? It's not that simple. Cuando soy mexicano y suicida. Another paradox in la cultura. Tell me once more, parents and the like, that I cannot be suicidal and Mexican. Tell me once more from everyone that because I don't hold the traditional stereotype of a Mexican who did not go to fiestas growing up, who did not go to quinceañeras growing up, who was never a chambalán, or liked mariachi music, or danced like a Latin dancer should, spoke Spanglish, spoke como un cholo, wore brown boots with a giant belt buckle and sombrero, a stereotype designed to fuck us over. Tell me once more, because I'm fucking tired, holding this world you think is mine. No soy el mexicano tradicional. Soy el mexicano viviendo 2018. A millennial of the States, a queer with dreams, ambitious enough to damage the patriarchal toxins embedded by the blood of many. Soy un chicano. Soy mexicano. Soy un hombre homosexual who just wanted affirmation to love while being brown, ambiguous with sight created by perception. I still have to explain to you that I'm Mexican, holding suicidal tendencies. Estoy bien, hoy, porque la mente es calma. Se calma. Pero es un tormento. A torment. Violence in the beginning, calm at the end. Anything can happen now, between now and then. And whenever is ever, see me, with eyes filled with blood, that I am alive and well, viviendo la vida como puedo.
That was Fabian, ladies and gentlemen.
You see, you never know what you're going to get over here. We're going to open your eyes to different cultures, different people, different energies. This little rock star right here came in last week. Do you guys remember?
Yeah.
Yeah. Tori Leppert is your name. She's going to play one song for us tonight. Make some noise for Tori Leppert, ladies and gentlemen.
EP, so I'm actually going to play you the song that my EP is called Radio. It's got a lot of words in it, so I hope you guys like it.
Yeah.
Cause that means that I have felt something real. I love to pretend that you feel the same too. But that state of mind keeps me loving you. And our song has played over 100 times. That's 100 times I have happily cried. And they always say that heartbreaks take some time. So here's your own song. I'm saying goodbye.
That was Tori Leppert, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure that if you want to follow the artists, the poets, and stuff like that, you guys follow us on Instagram, Monday Night Rupo. There's MondayNightRupo.com. There's Monday Night on Facebook. Just check it out. You want to go ahead and support your local artists and musicians. Tori Leppert. Yeah. And it's your first time? Okay. This is first timer, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Make some noise for Melanie!
Song called Waiting for Devotion.
For all this time spent waiting for you.
Like that? Do you guys want a little bit of comedy for the evening? Yeah? Christian, where are you, sir? Yeah? Where are you? Is that you coming up? Where are you? Are you? You better be funny, dude. You better not fuck it up, alright? Because there's a lot of people out here, and there's gonna be a heckler in the crowd, alright? I'm letting you know right now. I'll probably be that heckler.
Yeah!
Alright? This is Christian, ladies and gentlemen!
I'm gonna do some comedy. If I fuck up, I'm just gonna call it improv. Fuck it. I was so scared that they're gonna put me after Gucci Flops. I was like so fucking scared, but instead they put me after like the Amazing Singer.
Yeah!
Which is just fucking worse.
Ouch.
It is. It's just worse.
You got this.
Do I? I don't know. I was gonna play. Instead, I'm just gonna be nervous. But fuck it.
Woo!
What? Last time I wasn't this nervous. I swear to God, this is my second time. I don't like being on stage. This place is just like a death trap. It's hot as fuck here. I'm not gonna do it. It is. That should be like every comic's like observation of humor. Like just to start off. How fucking hot it is. Because it is fucking hot.
I love you.
Thanks. Yeah. You got this.
I love you too. Stop being nervous. Do what you did the first time. And not be nervous.
Louder.
Last time I was scared as fuck. And then I just like made some sad ass music. I don't even have a guitar. Should I just make some sad music? Fuck. Thank you, Bob. That's a lot of pressure, man.
Fuck.
Yeah, but it's what you came up here to do, right? Yeah, but you fucking suck at it, man.
Yeah.
Just try.
Yeah. Woo!
Let's hear it.
Yeah! 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 Oh, man!
Yeah! Woo! How did you say it before? I should say a really racist group. No, I'm just kidding. That'd be real fun. Yeah. I'm just kidding. I don't know what to do. I was gonna do some poetry. I was gonna talk a bunch of shit on this place. I feel like that would have been cool. Just, I don't know, because if I would have done it, it would have just like someone would have been like, oh, that's pretty punk. But really, it's just like me talking shit. Like, I really hate Starbucks.
Woo!
Fuck them.
Yeah.
Fuck bugs.
Fuck
bugs.
I love books, man. I'm just kidding. I like giving people a hard time sometimes. I love hecklers. I really do. I feel like they just, like, I don't know. Leave my time, like, up here, go by faster. So, if you guys want to heckle, that'd be cool. You guys don't want to heckle?
Yeah, like, oh, fuck. Deal? I can't do that. That's a lot of pressure. You should try it. You want to try it? I'm not funny either. Everybody's telling me to make them laugh. That's just pressure.
I'm laughing already. You tell a knock knock joke.
Make you laugh. That's fine. It's just improv. What's up? No, hell no. That makes people sad. That's like I don't really have any jokes.
You're not funny!
I know I'm not. I know I'm not. I'm trying to get up here and fucking do some shit. That's what I'm trying to do. Trying to conquer fear, motherfucker. That's what I'm trying to do.
You have a very nice set of hair. You're beautiful!
That shit's going. That shit's growing, man. That shit's...
You're a fucking cutie pie. How long did it take you to grow your hair that long?
I don't know, man.
When did you lose your virginity?
When did I lose my virginity? Yeah. That's some personal shit,
no,
man. That is super personal for me.
Bro.
That's
tell
not
us
personal.
Tell us a worst sex story.
That's not personal. A sex story?
That's the worst sex story you've
ever had. The worst sex story. It's being fucking fucked on stage right now. That's what my fucking worst story is.
That is pretty embarrassing.
It is.
But otherwise,
embarrassing sex story.
Pull out your cock.
Pull out my cock?
Pull it out!
What color phone do you have on?
Only after the show.
Only after the show? I am not that open with my sex.
How many G-strings do you own?
I own this many. I'm kidding.
Are you?
We love you,
Chris.
That was like the nicest thing.
It was
so nice. I love it.
Don't be afraid, cut it. Take
yeah, I like how you said sweetie too. It wasn't even like annoying. It was like an old lady kind of thing. You're like, I love you, sweetie. I'm just talking shit on you, and you're like the nicest person here. I thought big of an asshole. Hey, it could be worse. It could be worse.
It could be worse.
What? What's up?
Next week.
Try it next week. Shit, hell.
Write something down. Improv.
Yeah.
Write something down. Anything that comes to mind, just write it down.
Hell no.
Edit it.
Alright. That was Chris again, ladies and gentlemen. So give me a little more encouragement. That's what they're doing. Write it down. Yeah. Oh my word. We appreciate the opinions of others, ladies and gentlemen, but don't be such an asshole next time. Alright. Cameron A, are you ready to come up and do your thing? Make some noise for Cameron A, ladies and gentlemen!
I was given a list of names of books to check out, and your name was on that list, and I ended up Googling your name, and all these poems popped up, and I fell in love with I Am Riverside, and the day we met the whale, I believe it was, and
yeah!
I was like, that's the level to get to. And you know what, not even just your poetry, but your work, because you're very active in going out and like how you did at Valley, bringing poetry to the community, and you're out other places, and I think that's really awesome.
Thank you, Monica.
Okay, new poem. Well, if I mess up, at least I'm in front of my repo family. I'm getting there. Okay. Words learned by behavior, taught of disrespect. aggressiveness. Cause me to lay shard of shattered spirit. Different pieces of self-desire whole, each away from the other, I just can't seem to pull it together. You see, I thought I needed someone whose words be magic wand to connect what hope, love, fear took apart. Could explain abstract freedom, how an idea of being free can be produced into something I can hold on to. Someone who could create a symphony of life in me not even Mozart could compose. When something is broke, it represents no longer part of the body, no longer whole, body separated, my body damaged, my body disfigured, my body no longer holding spirit. It began to slip through the first crack made when my husband's fist went across my face because I called his other woman out her name. Behavior is learned by what we see, what is taught, can originate from what we teach ourselves by trying to justify what we don't admit with our mouth, yet can't escape truth eyes mirror. Woman, woman, your behavior tried to squeeze me lemonade, turn sour situation into something sweet, tried to turn it into something I can stomach by telling me there's just some things I have to learn to accept. But no matter your words, there was nothing sweet about your son hitting me. No amount of sugar could coat his hands that would make me think it candy. Somehow you convinced yourself I wanted to share in the jawbreakers your husband had given you. I never did like jawbreakers. Always found them too hard. They hurt. Every time I try to swallow them, I choke. And choking is what I'm doing now. I'm choking on this new interest. His perception of it being okay to touch my body, release his seed, exhale my existence into wind carried away with thoughts that held no meaning. Thoughts which virtue no longer holds moral standard, yet become noose to hang transparent hearts of hope. Love, fear, understand that hope, love, fear are barriers that keep souls entangled in cords of abuse. It's why I couldn't escape him. Them having a hard time trying to escape you, even though your voice silent, it screams at me, I'm still not good enough. When in truth, people like you use perception to manipulate, speak words of negativity, yet cloak it with, you perceived it that way. Guess the torments of my dragon were perceived wrong when his hands made contact with my face, radio upside my head, sharpened tongue cut me to nothing. Guess I supposed to perceive that that was love? Unfortunately, some people do. Allow me to lose my religion, speak to your unbecoming and perceptions that's clear for you to understand when I say to hell with you and your negative perception of me. Your need for control is reflection you've been being controlled. I now understand you don't know freedom either. However, I'm on my way. Today, I didn't shed tears over termination of involvement. I was thankful for it. Today, I didn't focus on hurt they caused. Rather, looked in the mirror, told myself I love you. Today, I surrendered my rights to retaliate. Now, my forgiveness towards them wasn't just words I wanted to believe. I grabbed hold of power. I surrendered to them, took back my life. You see, today, I am free.
Okay, Renee, ladies and gentlemen. I know it's hot. I thank you for sweating with us. Writing
this is your first time with us or your second time? Second time? Welcome back. Make some noise for writing, ladies and gentlemen. Hello?
This is some stuff I wrote here before I got here. I've been going through a lot lately, so it's just like a form of expression for me just to get it out. Some might rhyme, or some might just be writing, so I don't even know what to call it. Alright. Okay. Think I'm going psycho. World got me spinning. Been staying dizzy. Pop a pill full of joy to get me feeling balanced. Still tripping over consistent bullshit. Came into this rock fighting. Still riding on this crazy train. When will life start to feel right? Always looking left to the streets. Prepping for random shots. Prepping for random shots fired. Ready for any sort of fire. Extinguish all of it till there's nothing but air. Can't lie, I can relate to the nothingness. More like a loner who don't want to speak about it. Sounds like a downer. What if I told you I don't have one woman in my life? Oh, my bad, they ain't homie enough. Less of a man, because I'm not surrounded by a crowd full of hoes. They never appeal to me. Yet the homies I grew up with, you had to get that right appeal to be. Stuck in a place that doesn't really care. Always got to deal with all these... Always got to deal with all these... Fuck. My bad. I wrote it so damn fucking middle, man. Alright. Gotta deal with all these stares, full of fear, not even knowing any words from my book. Just look at the title, think that's how it is, it's all good. One of the misunderstood, fuck it, life will continue to go, I'll continue to grow. Damn it! Hey, I know how it feels when you feel all alone, trapped in a dark room with nowhere to go. So when you hear my words and any form of expression, I'm praying that it gives some type of glow. I'll be right there with you to push you to find that door. That's it.
That was writing, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to try to get as many musicians on, but I'm asking all the musicians to play one song, and this is Mr. Clark Sanchez, ladies and gentlemen.
This song is called Beautiful Widow. Thank you.
Mr. Clark Sessions, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, family. All right. Siren, are you ready to come up and do your thing? Make some noise for Siren!
Vibing with it and you're like, I got a harmony, I can play something to that, feel free to just rush the stage and play and jam, because I know we're not getting everyone tonight. So, I've never practiced in Mario. I'm just going to play it as it is, I think. Does it work? Does it fucking work? Losing some other ones, you know, working through the layers, and that's what this song is about. It's called Freedom. Sorry. No,
True. Are you ready to come up and do your thing, sir? Yeah, make some noise for True!
I know. That was weak.
You guys can be louder than that. Louder!
So this is my last group photo too.
What?
Yeah, I'm going to Japan with Michael. Fuck it. y'all stuck with me for a minute. So I'm gonna do a couple pieces really quickly. By request. When he is less than the oak, he wrote on your brow with a carefully practiced thumb. When you grow weary of pressing into palm, cupped against cheek. When fingers finally stop reaching around the nape of your neck, pulling you, suspended in mid-kiss. When you have exhaled so many doubts and fears, only to be handed them back, perfected. When you find yourself in pieces, strewn about like so much forgotten confetti, rain from streamers, occasionally accented by colorful bursts of light. When you pull at him for comfort, and your breast is met with empty fists, clutching at memories of a fickle wind. When you can only smile at the stories your heart tells your mind, I will spread my arms, wide as they allow. All you have to do is fall in. That's a fall in from my new book, The Beauty of Dragons. Only $15. I need to get better at tying knots. Not in wet sneaker laces caked in dirt and grime and childhood sludge, but the stamped approval of dusty asphalt woven into frayed brown cotton strings pulled through playground puddles. Pockets of precipitous presence placed overnight. No. I learned those. But I do need to brush up on my knots. Not the ones which left scars on the sides of my eyes and brow and one just above my chin from countless collisions, faultless impact. In fact, don't reach for this crossover or rebound with reckless elbows or love without intention. I've learned to position myself in the athletic stance. Feet set at shoulder width, knees bent in a slight crouch, to tilt at the waist, weight forward, heels up in anticipation, weight forward, and hands open, ready, and without fear. See, I bumped my head enough to know that leaning in always leaves scars. No, I earned those. Still, I need to improve at tying golf bows. But not on the tops of Christmas gifts, wrapped and crafted to extend the suspense of finding some shiny new thing behind festive prints, like a princess tiara for a little girl. Hidden, adorned in silken ribbon, twisted and curled, pulled and set like Kiki locks, already a crown for my young and blooming queen. Nah, I can do those. I need to get better at the type of knot you tie when you've lost a limb in battle. Perhaps a leg. Stepping on landmines time and again because they are so well hidden. Disguised to blend in with smiles and hugs and I love you too. But the spontaneous loss of a body part you fought would always be with you is a terror I would not wish upon any ex. Ghastly absence is nothing compared to the ghostly presence left behind. Occasional reminder of a piece of you that once was. I need to get better at tying these knots because one day, after she learns to twist and loop, over, around, and through, secure the strings on top of her shoe, after she learns that falling down is okay, that bumps and bruises go away with time and a kiss, after she understands that Daddy will give her the world just as soon as he conquers this fight. I need to get better at tying knots because my daughter will have her heart broken for the first time and come to me. A tilted well of tears spilled. But when she asked me how I heal, I can't afford to say. I'm not.
That was true, ladies and gentlemen. Noel, are you, do you want to do one song? Yeah? Yeah? And it's your first time with us? Yeah? Make some noise for Noel, ladies and gentlemen! Does anyone have an iPhone adapter for the headphones? A dongle? Yeah? She's got one right here. Nice. Thank you.
Okay, this is my first time. I'm not from here. I'm from Mississippi. Oh, I'm from Pass Christian, Mississippi. You're probably not going to know where that was. Who? Oh, yeah, that's not that one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I'm going to sing something that I wrote. So, yeah. Trying to do my best, baby.
That was Noel, ladies and gentlemen. David Puma, are you ready to come up and do your thing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, make some noise for Puma.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Wow, we got a packed house and y'all stayed. It's almost 11. That's amazing, man. Yeah. Beautiful. Give yourselves a hand. Give yourselves a hand. Yeah. All right, so for us, those of us who have been coming to Rupa for a while, there's no like set or anything, or there's no like list for like who's this and who's that. But for me personally, every time I've been here, it always felt like Micah was like the headliner, you know? Just for me. It just personally. You can disagree with me all you want. But that's what I felt like. And so I just feel like it's going to be so different. And I'm just so thankful for being able to come. Her and Renato were the first people to ever give me, like, creative criticism off my stuff. So I'm always going to be very grateful for that. And so, yeah. So this, yeah. Right, so this is a poem I've done here before. I got some feedback from it after. They, like, I didn't believe that you were in love when I heard this poem. And I'm like, alright, you know, I took it as a challenge, so I'm gonna do it again, and I'm doing it a little differently, you know? So this is a love poem. I love corny love poems, and this is one called Stars. This is what it's like being with her. Imagine you were having to wear sunglasses every time you want to have a conversation. Because this girl's beauty burns brighter than any star in a constellation. She is first place gold, not to be confused with a constellation. Speaks with the insinuation of a star that could be engraved in Hollywood Boulevard. The queen of cards, and I'm the ace in the hole. Even a starry night don't feel the same anymore, since being with her is like the brightest star in the Milky Way went out of its way to come down to Earth and be with me. And see, sometimes it feels like I'm not worthy of the kind of otherworldly mercy my star gives. Cause I swear this girl is the brightest star I've ever seen. She is my bad day's best vaccine. More serene than a midsummer night's dream. A modern day fairy tale queen. See, when I'm with her, I feel balanced. Challenge, more in tune to my aspirations. Every respiration feels more relaxed. My syntax is positive. I think I'm falling into the opposite of hate. If I fear the dark, I could be out late, since it can't touch me anymore. For she acts like my light. Seems like the darker it gets, the more she glows. And she glows as if she were a lone star in the center of a room. Like a rose that has bloomed, or the sound of a piano in tune, she consumes all of the beauty that exists. I couldn't miss that exquisite face, even in the largest crowd. She'd astound the gaze of art's worst critic, would make a lover out of a cynic. I bet angels look down and try to mimic her. And all I got is words, words, words. They aren't enough to fully describe. Funny, I write rhymes, yet she is literally poetry in motion. She is a sunset on the ocean. Makes my emotions run wild. Makes a million miles feel like a blur. That is what it's like being with her. Thank you. It is late, and they're about to close right now. I got a lot of people that I didn't get to go through right now, and I do apologize. I'll suck your dick next week, okay?
Fuck yeah!
Fuck yeah, I'll suck your dick next week, yeah? Alright. Everyone else, please pick up after yourself. Love yourself, love your neighbors, be kind to one another. We'll see you guys next week. Thank you, Kylie. Please clean up after yourselves. Put your chairs, if you can help out, bring your chairs over here to this corner. Please and thank you. Thanks for sweating with me. the other corner, out of the other, that, back over here, back this corner, this corner, this corner, this corner, this corner, by the pool table. Thank you.
Message from Ray Gun Readers.
Okay, try it now. Is it working now?
It's working.
Okay, move over.
People of Earth, I am Abysme.
And I'm Paprika.
We have crash-landed on a moon in your solar system.
You crashed us. I wasn't driving.
Shut up. I'm on the phone. And we'll maintain this frequency while repairs are made.
Which could take a while, so we decided to read some science fiction while we wait.
If you crave imaginative stories, intelligent discussion, and comedic banter, be sure to tune in each week.
Here on Benview or on YouTube at Raygun Readers.
Until we speak again, farewell and safe travels.
Why are you doing that stupid voice?
It's not stupid, you're stupid and insubordinate.
You don't outrank me!
This podcast is a part of the Benview Network.
You can find this and other podcasts like it at BenviewNetwork.com.